The build-out will give NYU almost 2 million square feet of new building space, most of it in the Village. Opponents lost their initial bid to stop the project, but they were back in state Supreme Court with a new argument, alleging that the city illegally approved the plan because part of the expansion will happen on parkland. Attorney Randy Mastro represents the opposition. He told the judge that under state law, cities that want to use dedicated parkland for other purposes must first get legislative approval from the state.
In this case, that was not done. The city gave away four parks that have been used for decades by the residents of Greenwich Village.
But NYU attorneys argued that the university's expansion plan followed an elaborate public review process that kept to the letter and spirit of the law. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.